And the last thing is your references. Everything you've ever tasted, touched, smelled, experienced, or even imagined in your life is stored in your brain. Everything. How you use it determines how you feel. So if I said, let's go skydiving, and you had several experiences of friends who had come to you, and they told you stories about people that had died, or if you'd witnessed someone die skydiving, they call it bouncing, by the way. The first time I went skydiving, I was, yeah, a guy bounced yesterday. I thought, bounced, wow. What does bounce mean? I found out he died. He crashed and burned and died, right? So what happens is if you had that reference, might you evaluate everything differently, yes or no?
Yes.
If you had done 100 skydives and I said, let's go skydive, might you evaluate things differently, yes or no?
Yes.
Now, our references don't control our lives. What controls our lives is which of our references we focus on. How many of you have references to back up the idea that people take advantage of and give them half a chance? How many got references to back that up? Either that you've read, heard about, or experienced. Raise your hand, say I. Doesn't mean you believe it. You have those references available. How many have references to back up the idea that people really are loving? If you love them, they'll love you. Say I. Which one's true? Whichever one you assemble into a belief. See, your references affect you. If you grew up in a culture where everybody took advantage of people, you'll see it quite natural to do that. If you grew up in a culture where people were constantly striving to share good feelings with one another, then that feels natural to you. Your references affect you.